Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
I felt like the Lord wanted to do a little bit of prophetic work. What he has been saying to me is that a lot of people are struggling because they don't know how to handle all the shifting and all the changing that's going on in the earth. And so I felt like tonight, you know, sometimes he'll give me a teaching or a preaching, but I felt like tonight, we're going to let him do anything he wants. I felt like he's going to do some healing of people's insides and some healing of people's outsides. And so for those of you in the room, we also have Facebookers watching online, and we have Zoomers watching or listening. So there's a lot more people here than you think. So if I give a word and it doesn't apply to you, don't worry. It's for someone. And Lori will also help me with that later. But if I give a word and you even think it might be you, the best way to receive that, you know, don't let it go past you and hit someone else. Take it, because we've seen sometimes one word will heal many. So when God releases healing, you just say, I'll take that, I'll receive that. And you'll be amazed what happens. I did see as I was praying for... As I was praying for tonight, I did see fire hit someone, but it was a fire of physical healing. It hit them in the back and shot across, like in the across their back. And if you've had issues, muscle, tendon, bone, or ligament, if you feel heat, God is healing you. You just receive it. I break off discouragement and a spirit of defeat. The Lord says, I didn't ordain you to be defeated. I didn't ordain you for loss. And the devil's been whispering in some people's ears and screaming in some people's ears. It's over, forget it, you're done. It's all over for you. And the Lord says, it's not over till I say it's over, and it's not over. Don't you remember Gideon? Facing countless enemies. But because I was doing it through him, I ordained victory. And listen, when I ordain victory, you get victory. I'm not looking for you to be the strong one. In fact, stop trying to be the strong one. I'm the strong one in this relationship, says the Lord. I don't need you to be strong, thanks. That's what the story of Gideon is about. I saw strength. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I saw strength come in behind you, like an army came up behind you. And I said, Lord, what's the army? And he said, it's my angels. Don't be afraid to dispatch angels for the things you need. Someone here with give up itis. And I know what that feels like. I used to have it. Makes you just want to quit, give up, throw in the towel. It's all over for you. You know, you just feel like it's never going to happen. And all the stuff you believed for is hopeless. You know what? It's a lie. It's a demon. The job of the enemy is try to get you to quit, give up, give in. Someone's eyesight is being restored. I actually saw someone from the inside of the eye just like fullness, completeness, wholeness. Don't worry if you feel heat. That's one lady felt such a strong heat, she thought, oh no, what now? What's happening to my body? She thought she was under attack, and it was God attacking her and healing her. I saw the breath of God breathe into someone's body, affecting a healing and a cure. Something you've believed for years, a long-term thing. Father, we thank you in advance. We thank you in advance. Heard the word reconstruction, and I'm talking to somebody who they feel like everything in their life has been torn down. You've watched Satan has torn down some structures in your life, and it's been hurtful. You've been hurt, you felt like you've even been mad at God. You haven't said so, but you're kind of mad at God. Been there, done that. But I saw the Lord come in and take his arm and just go and sweep all that stuff away. Say, good, now we can start new. The Lord says, I am rebuilding, I am reconstructing. And when I do it, it's for eternity. There are marriages that have been torn down to the nubs. Like, you recently said to the Lord, I don't know if I can do this one more day. I don't know if I can stay in this one more day. But God says, don't worry. I'm doing a thing. I'm rebuilding something from the ground up. Sometimes the whole thing has to be removed for me to start anew and afresh. I'm going to show you to do it in a new way, how to see it in a way. Some of you are going to see, I see vision, new vision. New vision in the spirit and new vision in the natural. I saw someone take their old plan. Not sure if this was a business plan or if it was just a life plan, but it looked kind of like a business plan. And you took it and you crumpled it up, like a crumpled up piece of paper, and you flung it over your shoulder, and you got a whole new plan, but this time the plan was from the Lord. And I heard the word lucrative. You know, some people became rich during... Yeah, it's true. During the most dark time financially of this nation, there were some people that became very rich because they looked in a different corner. You hear me? All it takes is one idea from God. But if you keep doing the same thing, you might have trouble, right? Look in a different corner. Changing everything, says the Lord. I know it looks like there's a lot of trouble, but I'm changing things. See, the jet is about to take off. And there's people getting on board and people who will not, because they want to be earthbound. And I'll let them, he says. There's some people who just don't want to get on. That's okay, I love them. But they'll be left behind. I'm calling my people. I'm calling them. I'm calling them to higher realms and higher levels. And that jet, that's getting ready to take off. I see the pilot, and he's doing that engine check. You know how I have a checklist, and I go through. They go through all these things, you know. They check all these different things, and it's just before they're going to get ready to say, okay, commit and go. And I see that. Except this is God's jet, and he's calling his people to leave their stuff, their ways, their deal behind, because he's getting ready to do a thing. And a lot of people are afraid, or they're trying to control their life and their situation and make everything happen, trying to own it and run it. But God says, this time I need you to let me run it. This time I need to be God, okay? Last time around we did it your way. And look how that worked out. He loves you. He's not mad. He's just saying. I'm opening a door in the heavenly. Some of you have hungered and you've thirsted and you've cried out. And I saw some people that wouldn't quit. They wouldn't give up. They just kept crying out for the open door of heaven, for an open heaven. And others kind of said, oh, I guess he doesn't want that for me, and kind of gave up and went off to the side. But I heard the door open. I heard the click. I heard something opening in heaven. Something is opening in this day. I don't know if you're a person who is aware of what's going in the spirit, but I'm telling you, don't think this is a dark day. I get it. Satan's doing dark things. I get that. I'm not blind, but this is going to be a very bright day in the kingdom. And those who prepare themselves, listen to the voice of the Savior. I saw sheep who were willing to just follow him anywhere, not even knowing what field we're going to next or what it will look like. I saw him raise them up into great victory. People who didn't see themselves as being anyone special. Just a sheep, just another sheep, but they were attentive to the Savior, and it was pleasing to him. It was fragrant to him. You know, the biggest thing you can do to win a battle is change your heart. The single biggest way to win in warfare, in deliverance, in peace, in anything is to change the inside, change your heart. It's not even that hard, but you have to be willing. Repentance is a big deal in heaven. I spent a lot of time repenting today. Say, Holly, what do you have to repent of? Might not look like much to you, but, you know, sometimes God can give you a dream, shows you a little thing you had going on, a little attitude, right? Maybe it wasn't just right. Maybe it wasn't pleasing. Maybe it was blocking you from receiving. You know, the words that heaven loves to hear is, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize, Lord. Please forgive me. I repent, which means I'm not going to do that anymore. It's huge. Huge in heaven. Being healed, but I'm seeing specifically the arches, like the arches of your feet. lower back is being healed. It's below the small of your back. Just below that, it just gets really worn out and tired, and it hurts at night. It aches. You lay in bed and you try to position yourself. It's actually hard to sleep because of the ache in your back. And I saw the Lord's hand come and heal. Someone's receiving strength in their hips and legs. Strength. Into your body. Don't let your mind get in the way. We had a guy recently, we were just worshiping, just in the presence, and he had a severe kidney stone, and the thing dissolved. We had people get a brand new bladder. You know, that doesn't work when your mind is engaged. Just let God touch you. Whatever you need, just let Him. You know, because where God is, where His presence is, all things that you need are there already. You know why? Jesus paid for them already. Did you know it? It's scriptural. Read Isaiah 53. Your healing is bought and paid for. According to Isaiah 53, not only your physical healing, but your peace, freedom from grief and sorrow. You know, I walked in grief and sorrow for years because I didn't really get it. You know, I didn't know the truth. My people perish for lack of knowledge, and I was perishing for lack of knowledge. But God wants you to know, He died, Jesus died that you can have perfect peace. No matter what storm is going on, you don't have to engage in the storm. I said you don't have to engage in the storm. Remember the terrible storm, and the disciples, remember, were professional fishermen. And they knew it was over for them. They said, Master, don't you care that we are perishing? Perishing. We're going down for the last time. Don't you care? You know, his response was, where is your faith? You know why they were looking at the storm? They were focused on how bad it was. If your face is always focused, and I admit it's riveting, some of those horrendous videos of what's going on, that can be riveting. But if that is starting to get in your soul, if that's your soul food, you will be stressed, you'll be scared, you'll be nervous, you'll have anxiety, you'll need a little deliverance. So if that's the case, don't let that be your soul food. Don't let that be what you feed your soul. I saw someone's picture of someone's elbow. Yeah, it's like you banged it, and I don't think it's chipped, but it really feels like it. It's really painful. And God is touching your elbow and healing it. I see restoration. I heard a lot of restoration tonight. Someone's mind is, you've struggled with your thoughts. You've struggled with almost like short-term memory, like you'll be on your way to do something and then you can't even remember what you were doing or what you were just going to do. It's like a short-term memory thing. But I saw a little bit of something in the mind and brain, and I saw the Lord heal that. I don't know who this is for, but I heard, sell. You've been wondering, do I sell or do I not sell? All day, do I sell? Do I sell? I don't know who this is for or what you're selling, but the Lord said, sell! Exclamation point. For someone else, I heard, it is a new day. Old things are passed away. You've based your whole life on the way things used to be. You've based your whole life on your past, how it used to be. And you've said often, every time I do this, thus and so happens. Every time I try to do thus and so happens. Do you know that you've word cursed yourself for so many years that you're causing a repetitive cycle because that's what you're believing for? And the Lord says, I'm releasing you from that. If you will be released, if you want to be released, he said, I will release you from that cycle. It's like a deadly cycle that has gone around and around all of your life, your family's life. It's been a history for you. And you're like, I'm tired of it, but you've grown to expect it and believe for it. And the Lord said, I don't want you to expect it and believe for it. I want you to walk through a doorway and say, no more. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not thinking that way anymore. I'm not living that way anymore. See, old things are passed away. Behold, I make all things new. You know what the first thing is that he makes new is you. Are a new creation, and you're still doing life as the old creation. Stop it. That's not the real you. That's the dead man. What does the Bible say? Reckon that one dead. Someone here, you have a lot of family issues. Your family's, it's been grievous to see how your family is behaving towards you and really, frankly, towards God. And you've grieved about it and cried about it and prayed about it. And I felt like I saw a picture of you bringing your family to the altar. You've brought them before the Lord in prayer many, many times. But you've never really fully put them on the altar, which means give this to God. You can't make your family change. Unfortunately, you cannot do it, but God can do it, but not as long as we hold on to it. So give it to God. And if you're able, I'm going to have you pray a little prayer like, I'm giving my family to you. I'm praying for the best for them, but I'm not going to try to make it happen. Lord, I'm not going to try to persuade them. I'm just giving this to you. I'm going to pray for them and love them, and that's all I'm going to do. Some of you are loving control freaks. See, a control freak isn't always a very loving person, but the person I'm talking to, you are very loving and very kind, but you are very controlling. And I love you, but God is saying this, when you are trying to control a situation, you are trying to be God. And that's idolatry. And he says, when you do that, I can't be God because you're in my way. I need you to give your family to me. So right now, you're just going to have to trust me on this one. I saw a cord that was tying. It looked like if you've ever seen a soul tie, it looked like a tie in the spirit, a cord that was tying you to your past and some things that happened in the past with your family, wounding and hurting and some things that should never have happened, you know, things that the devil was behind it. And I saw that cord unravel and come off of you. And the Lord said, no more, no more. No more will you have to live your life based on those memories. No more will you have to live your life expecting the same or more of the same again. There's someone here, your dad, this is a terrible thing to say, but I believe the Lord wants me to say it. Your dad actually used to, please forgive this expression, okay? You actually were pimped out by your own dad. In other words, you were sold for money to other men. And God is undoing the damage. I'm sorry to be so blunt, but, you know, if the Lord says it, I have to say it. And that has damaged your identity. It damaged how you felt about life and how you felt about family and people and everything. It damaged everything. It was such a deep wounding that's been a deep abiding wound that's been so far down there you couldn't trust again, you couldn't hope again, and you've done a really good job of trying to live around that thing and handle life. You've done a really good job, but the Lord says, it's time now for me to heal that. God is healing the unseen wounds. Wounds that cannot be seen or even understood. Sometimes we don't even understand what's going on the inside. But I'm seeing him pour in. He calls it the healing balm of Gilead. I'm seeing him pour it in deep, very deep. He's saying, honey, my own, my beloved, you were always mine. And I know it might have seemed like I didn't know or didn't care or wasn't watching or where did I go. But I have always loved you. I have chosen you. I have chosen you and have loved you. And what happened to you was from the enemy to try to destroy your true identity, to try to destroy who you are in me, that you are my own, my very own, and I will never let you go. There's more than one person that I'm talking to that was actually abused by their own flesh and blood, abused in a very hurtful way by your own flesh and blood, and God is healing the deep down inside part of your soul. And he says, as I heal you, that sense of worthlessness that the devil tried to put in you. Once and for all, I am eradicating worthlessness. It's not true, and it never was. You have such great worth to me. And guess what? The Lord says, I'm the only one that counts. I'm the one that counts. When I say you're worthy, you're worthy. When I say you're valuable, you are. And if people don't understand that, that is their loss. There's some of you in here, your names are not only in the Lamb's Book of Life, but they just glow. They just glow with a gold ink. The beauty of God's handwriting. Because he didn't just write your name in there. He wrote it in there with pride. He's proud of you. You've beat yourself up for too long. You've said bad things about yourself and to yourself. But the Lord says, darling, that is not how I see you. I'm so proud of you. You kept coming. Look at you. You're still here. You didn't quit. You didn't give up. And you didn't give in when Satan said quit. Thank you. and you will never be the same again. When you leave this place, you're going to leave a lot of baggage on the floor. You're not taking it with you. No more will you carry that. Shame is dropping off. Shame is falling out. Shame, there's like the Lord says, no more shame. I bind and break every spirit of shame and every remembrance of shame, every memory that has made you feel like somehow it was your fault. That's all under the blood. And you, some of you feel like your dad was never proud of you. He never acknowledged you. He never appreciated who you were. He didn't appreciate your gifts because he somehow thought you should have other gifts. But God says, listen to me carefully right now. Listen to me carefully. I gave you the gifts that you have. I chose you. I, the God of heaven, the God of universe, chose you, and I put those gifts in you. And if he didn't understand it, it's because he just couldn't see. One day, when you stand before me in heaven, everyone will see who you really were. Everyone will know that you had a good heart and that you stayed true to God despite all the problems and all the mix-ups and all the identity problems. And I don't look at all your faults, by the way. I look at who you are in the Spirit, and do you love me? And I will announce you one day. I'll say, this is mine, my own, my son, my daughter. This one is mine, who I filled with my presence and my glory. I will announce you, because I'm proud of you. Remember, God judges on the heart, not the outward appearance. So he says, I am bringing you to a new level and a new place. I see a number of people as I look, and I saw you stepping up a level. And as you did, some of the junk stayed behind, and it will never follow you where you are going. You're coming up to a higher level in God, and it's been because you've not known how to do it or how to make it happen, but you've cried out to God, oh, please, God. I don't even know how to do this, but won't you help me, God? I don't want to be like this. I don't want to live like this. You've cried out to God. See, God hears the heart cry of his kids. And I saw you stepping up to a new level. And the very thing that was the bane of your existence, the very thing that made life so hard for you and that tried to destroy you, listen, the thing that tried to destroy you, you will actually be able to heal in others. Some of you men will be able to heal other men as I cannot. I said some of the men that are listening or watching will be able to heal other men as I cannot. Because you'll have a great compassion because you know what you lived through. You've never been able to even talk much about it because who would really understand, right? Who would really know? But Jesus does. God says, I am releasing you into the next level. I'm releasing you into the next level. I'm releasing you into the next level. I heard the next level of ministry, the next level of the prophetic, the next level of seeing, and the next level of hearing, the next level of proclaiming. praise, Jesus. I see a wave washing over the body of Christ. I see the wave cleansing and restoring broken dreams, lost ways, wrong turns. It's a wave of correction that brings direction. When the wave comes, it causes you to try to find your footing, because your footing was unstable. And God is going to bring forth a standard in this time, and you will be an important part of bringing forth His standard in this time. He is saying, cleanse yourself. And I'm hearing Him say, return. Return to your childlike faith as when you first believed, when you didn't know anything, but you really believed that God was true. I see Him igniting or reigniting faith inside of the believers. And I hear Him calling up. He's calling up the believers. I see some being ranked in uniform. I see some going out and others coming in. But I do hear, unite, unite, unite. As we know, there is a battle. And it's very important in this day to know your God, who He is, His Word, and the power of His Word. His Word contains so much power, it brings life to the dead. It brings healing to the bones. It brings truth and correction to the soul. And He's issuing a challenge upon each and every one of us to grab hold of what is true and push away and turn away from the, He's calling them childish ways of wanting to be first or be right. He's calling us to a deeper place in Him where we know all things. And with this call, it brings a measure of boldness that He will use through you. He is purifying His body, His bride. He is purifying. And things will rise up. And it's at that moment what we choose to do and how we choose to react. He's saying, move slow and listen carefully. I will show you the way. I will lead you to the victory. Hold fast to my promises and my word. For the Almighty God will surely restore what is lost and broken, what is pure and holy, what is righteous and true. Amen. I saw someone with it looked like a spot in the brain area. It's like a cyst or something. You've been diagnosed. It is benign, but it's been causing problems because it presses on something. And I saw the Lord dealing with that thing, and he told you not to fear. Do not fear. Don't fear. I got this one, he says. I got this. I saw a tumor when I was worshiping, and I saw it dissolving as we were worshiping tonight. By the way, if this is you, let us know. Don't be like the 9 lepers who didn't even, Somebody got healed in Colorado last year, and we found out about it a month ago. A month ago. Give your testimony. You know, when you receive your healing and you know you've been healed, when you testify, it actually releases faith. And it's amazing. It's kind of like pop, 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 you know, because then other people go, oh, that's, yeah, I got healed too. And they start to release that. And it is amazing what happens in the atmosphere. You know, we had a meeting Wednesday night, and God was just releasing healing after healing, and we're seeing it go in. And I'm like, hello, is anybody going to testify? I go, what is up with the body of Christ? Who sold the lie that we're supposed to be prim and proper and sit and not receive or testify? And it was like everybody in the room started popping up and testifying.
Amen.
I don't know what this is about, but I heard the word growth. Like someone has a growth somewhere in your body. It's been a little, it's been bothering you, and it's been a little scary, more scary than anything. But, I believe God is dissolving that as well. Don't worry about it. God is dissolving it. I feel like God wants me to talk about something that has been a huge help to me. Do you have more words?
No, I could go.
Yeah. No,
I have one more.
Yeah, go for it.
You want me to give it?
Yep. I saw two things, two words. One, there's a mother who is very concerned for her, I think it's a man, like a kid, like an adult child, and he received a bad report. I'm here in COVID, and your prayers have been answered. I saw God release the healing power into that man's lungs. There was a lung disorder as a result of that infection. And right now, God is healing that. Amen. And the other word I heard or saw was, sometimes words are hard to give, and this is one of them, and I'd rather go sit down, but I want to see you get free. And I saw someone who is totally, totally given up and hopeless and backslidden, but yet you're still hanging on by like a thread. Like it's like a backwards challenge. If God's real, you know, you're listening in faith, but it's really muddy faith. So you're having a hard time hearing truth. And so right now I break off every lie. I break off every spirit of discouragement, every foul spirit, hopelessness. I just break every demonic attack over your life. I break every word curse over your life. And I declare wholeness to your mind, wholeness to your body in Jesus' name. Live. I say live and not die. Live and not die, and believe the promises of the Lord. And I see you just murmuring just a little. I want to believe, but I, and that's as far as you get. I release the healing power, the resurrection power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the same power that lives inside of you. I release it right now to come forth and bring forth life.
Amen.
Amen. And it was really important you released that, because that's directly related to what I'm supposed to share. And you can come up later and do more if you need to do more. I used to be that person. this person she's talking to, you're backslid. We love you, but you're backslid. And you've been hurt and wounded, and you're kind of mad, and I know what that is. I'm going to be brutally honest. I was mad at God for a few years. I loved God with all my heart, and he was my best friend, and my life was as bad as a life could be. It was like everything was just destroyed. And because I did not understand the nature and character of God, I blamed him. Because I thought, well, why didn't he intervene? Why did this happen? And I blamed him. God began to deal with me that for us to do that, for me to do that, was essentially that I was calling God a liar. Because for me to not believe what his word says, what I was doing was saying, my circumstances are more true than your word. Your word says this, but. I mean, that's how snotty I was. And listen, I was not some half-hearted believer. I was deeply devoted to God. I lived at the church. I lived in prayer. I loved the Lord. But I did not understand him, and I did not understand his word. I didn't. And so God lovingly and gently, you know, I'm amazed. No, he should have struck me with lightning because I was being a jerk. But you know what? God loves us and he knows what wounding will do. He understands what it is to be deeply wounded and hurt. He does. And he knows that a lot of our bad behavior happens because we're just too wounded and we don't know how else to act. And we're like the, you know, a tiger that gets a big thorn in his side, and you bet he's going to growl, and you bet he's going to swing at anybody who comes close to try to take the thorn out. And our God, he's so kind, he's so good, he knows that about us. So he put up with my nonsense gently and kindly for years. And one day he began to open some doors of understanding. And once I began to understand this, my entire life changed. He began to tell me when we refuse to believe his word because our circumstances are louder, bigger, of course the devil's going to talk louder. He's a big mouth. The Holy Spirit, he speaks in a still, small voice. The word of God might be on your coffee table and you might open it and read it. But if your circumstances and the devil are screaming at you, and especially, sweetie, if you need a little deliverance, you're going to hear the devil a lot louder than you're going to hear the truth of God. Okay, so I may talk a little rough, but I'm doing that because God had to do that to me. It had slapped me a little. Because if he didn't, I would still be wallowing in self-pity and anger, okay? And he loved me enough to shake me. Essentially, when we do that, we're saying, well, God, my feelings are more important than what you're saying. My feelings are more important than what your word says. And essentially, by our lifestyle and our speech, we are calling him a liar. When in fact, his word says, that thing you're struggling with, first of all, I've already forgiven you for it. Second of all, I died to make a way for you to walk out of it. But when you're upset and angry and hurt and scared and mad, you can't see that way because you're being blinded by those demons. I'm going to be brutally honest here. When I was in that, I had a spirit, it's called a spirit, which means it's a nice word for a devil, of suicide and depression. And those were my two companions, and a spirit of failure. You hear me? I was a spirit-filled Christian that needed deliverance from the devil. Okay, I'm trying to be nice, but I don't want you to lose the years I lost. I lost years being stupid, being ignorant, not knowing the truth. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. I almost perished. I almost did myself in. Why do you think the devil wanted me to kill myself so bad? Because he saw all this coming. He saw that the day would come that I would be able to help people in the very areas where I had failed. The very areas where I was brought to nothing. The very areas where my life was almost destroyed. That those were the very areas that God would flow through to help broken and hurting and self-destructive people. And so the devil said, do yourself in. You're a failure, you're a flop. It's never going to happen, Holly. You think you're called to ministry, it's never going to happen. Why was he trying so hard, pray tell? Why is he trying so hard to destroy you? I know I'm not talking to everybody, so just be patient. God's trying to minister to somebody. The reason the devil is trying so hard is he has seen your future. Listen, Edgar, some of you all know the power he walked in. He walked in dead, raising, creative miracles. But he didn't get saved till he was about 55. But do you know, he didn't even know God. He didn't know anything about God. Nothing. But do you know that Satan tried to kill him 11 times when he was probably less than 20 years old? So what does that tell us? That tells us that somehow Satan knew his calling before he did. I don't know how that is, but it is. So let's look at this with a little logic. If Satan's trying to take you out, especially by your own words, your own discouragement, your own walking away from God, he's doing it because he is really afraid of your true identity that God is trying to reveal. Jesus has already paid in blood for every one of your situations, and he does have a way out. See, when people are depressed, it's because they believe a lie or a pack of lies. I had a number of them, right? But one of them was, it will never get any better. I've tried everything I know and nothing works. God looks like he's never going to help me. Those were the lies I believed, so why should I stick it out? That's what depression is. It's a series of lies that embed in the soul. And if you're not wise and fight them, and I was not wise and I did not fight them, it became a strong hold. And it's only because God sent an intercessor. Someone no one had ever heard of. I didn't even know her. And she called my house at 10 p.m. one night. Some terrible things had happened in my home. Terrible things. And I had no idea what to do, and I couldn't tell anybody. And she called me and she said, I don't mean to get in y'all's business, but what is going on over there? See, God has had me on my face interceding for about 4 hours. That woman prayed for me for 4 years and kept me alive. God did that. I had no hand in it, let me just tell you. If it was up to me, I'd have been gone by now. God has a plan for you. And the only person that can stop it is you. The devil can't stop you. He doesn't have the power. So he messes with your mind to try to get you to limit God and stop yourself. And the day you stand up and go, I ain't doing that anymore. I'm not going to listen to that devil anymore. I'm not going that way. The word says this, and therefore it is true. Period. Fact. When you begin to do that, no devil can take you out. But you have to. It takes a while, because what you have to do is renew your mind. God told me, he said, I desire truth. This is a scripture. He desires truth in the inmost parts. Not the truth of your head. Your head, all of y'all have a lot of head knowledge. You know stuff. You're intelligent. You know scriptures. But that won't heal you and that won't deliver you. What delivers you is truth in the inmost parts. We might say in your guts. It's a gut revelation. God wants you free. I'm not going to call your name. You know who you are and I know who you are. But God wants you free. God does have a plan. He has a plan to deliver your family. He has a plan to set you up. He has a plan to bless you. But your thoughts and your strongholds are screaming so loud right now that you're not able to hear the plan. So God is asking you, will you trust me? I know it looks hard. I know it looks difficult. I know you have a lot of stuff going on. But will you trust me enough to walk you out of this? And if you will walk with me out of this, I will make you undefeatable. I will make you usable in the kingdom. I will flow through you. I will help people through you. I will walk in you and speak through you. And I'll show you how to do it. Because that's what I do. I take people that are damaged and their lives are damaged. I take damaged goods and I don't just fix them. I recreate them. Satan hasn't got a trick in his book that I can't completely recreate with one sentence. you do realize I'm all powerful. You do realize that with one breath of my mouth, I can speak universes into existence. Do you think I need help? Do you think I'm not able to solve that problem that is so in your face every day? Of course I can. You can't, though, and the problem is you tried to do it your way. But I need you to learn how to let me be God. Learn from me. Sit at my feet. Work with me and let me work with you. I will teach you how to turn that thing around until it is so shining and so glorious that it will be a testimony. Now that part was from God and this part's from me. This isn't a pride thing. I'm just going to be really honest. I'm moving a lot of power. God did that. I was a piece of garbage. I was ruined. My life was completely destroyed in every area. Not one area. Every area. Completely destroyed. And I had a vision one day. And I saw a city that was decimated. It was ruined as though. And the buildings were rubble and trash. Everything was gray and there wasn't a stone left upon a stone. It was just rubble. There was nothing, and I knew that was my life. And I was walking around in this rubble going, I don't have any hope. What am I going to do? And Jesus shows up. And he's got a clipboard and a pen, and this is going to sound funny, but he had a hard hat. He was a construction man. And he was going around taking notes and assessing all the destruction. And he turned to me and he said, I will rebuild your city. I will rebuild it. You won't rebuild it. I will rebuild it. He said, Abraham looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. And most of us, our problem is that we've tried to build the thing. And humans don't have the capacity to build a building of the Spirit. Our flesh doesn't have the ability. It has to be done in the Spirit, by the Spirit, with us working with Him in conjunction. It's a different method. That's why he wants us to have truth in the inmost parts. And I'm speaking to you who feel like your life is wrecked and it's no good, it's not worth doing, it's too hard. I'm speaking to you. And I'm telling you, God will make beauty from ashes. He will bring the oil of joy for mourning. And he knows exactly how to do it. And I'm telling you, I was a piece of garbage going somewhere to happen. Nothing. I was nothing. I had no hope at all. And the Lord, by the power of the Spirit, raised me from the dead many times, actually. Raised me up when I didn't even want to go one more step. And what I'm telling you is that the grace of God and the ability of God and the power of God, the fullness of His power is available to every single believer, every single family. And not only that He will do it, He has done it legally. He has already legally bought and paid for your victory in every area. And that's what I didn't know. That's the truth I didn't understand. And so I was believing the lies of the enemy when in fact I should have been saying, you know what, I don't know how you're going to do it, but Jesus, hallelujah, you're going to rebuild my life. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you'll get, you know, I lost my house. You'll give me another. I lost my family. You're going to be another family. I lost everything. You know what? Every single thing that was destroyed or lost, God didn't give me just twice. You know, Job got double, 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 double. I got many, many, many times over in every area. Multitudes more than I ever had. Multitudes more. Multitudes greater. Do you hear me? Jesus bought it with His blood and He paid for it, signed and sealed and delivered it. It is our problem if we won't receive it because we're too crabby or blind or foolish. It is us that limits Him from giving. We're saying, God, why don't you do it? He's thinking, I did. Why don't you receive it? I purchased it legally, and the minute you were born again, I'm talking about the second your name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life, every promise for you became yes and amen. Every single asset of heaven was attached to your name legally in the Spirit. We have no business being broke or poor or sad. I didn't know this. This is what I'm trying to tell you. I didn't know these things, so I was broke and poor and sad. But if you come to understand what Jesus Christ has done, what belongs to you by covenant right, you will go toe-to-toe with the devil and say, back off, that's mine legally and I will have it. Not because I deserve it. Listen, none of us deserve it. None of us deserved it. Jesus bought and paid for it. You know why? Because you're his kid. Because he loves you. It's not because we deserve it. It's because he deserved it. It's not because of our righteousness. It's because of his righteousness. And some of you, I'm just going to say it. I see callings sometimes. Lori and I have different giftings. She sees a lot in the Spirit. What I see sometimes, I see things about people's callings and giftings. Some of you have known for a long time that you're called to do certain things, but it seems like the door has been closed. But I'm seeing a release of an impartation tonight. I'm seeing something released. It actually belongs to you by covenant right. Listen, every calling is different and unique. Every gifting is different. The truth is you were even born with the personality you have because it fits who you are in the Spirit. You know, Edgar and me, personality-wise, were the opposites. You know, he was bold and gregarious for a reason, because he was an evangelist. Right? Who you are, who you are is about to change. It's about to increase. You've been given a born-again spirit. And in case you don't understand this, that's your new wineskin. Some of y'all have taken that new wineskin, and it's been filled with new wine. That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you have the stuff. It's resident in you. There it is. But I'm seeing something from heaven that has to do with callings and giftings. So whether you're sitting in this room or whether you're watching or listening, right now I see God releasing evangelism to a few people. There's some of you that are evangelists, but I'm seeing this almost whirlwind of evangelism. You're already bold and you already speak the good news, but I'm seeing such a power anointing going with it. I see someone that's actually in the medical field, and you're pretty, I don't know what this means, you're pretty high up and well respected in the medical field. And I saw God putting something. It actually went into your head, and it is going to be something that will change many, many lives. Many, many, many lives. In a different way than the evangelistic gift. I saw someone in here, and I believe this person is in the room, and you're receiving a gift that you already have compassion and mercy. You already have a great deal of compassion and mercy, but you sort of haven't known what to do with that or where to put it. And I saw you bending down and lifting people up out of the gutter and loving them, loving the unlovely, the unlovable. But loving them, not just loving them, though, I saw you having the ability and the power of God to raise them up, to raise them up. Some of them have been defeated and they have no hope but God, but they don't know how to reach out to God. And I saw you literally going down into a gutter and picking them up and then speaking into them. And it took time. It wasn't like, I think you may mentor them or something, because it looked like over a course of time, they became stronger and stronger and able to stand on their own. It was like you were raising them from a complete place of being in the gutter to completely able to stand. I saw someone, it's an old-fashioned picture, but someone standing at a chalkboard, which of course we don't do anymore, but you were teaching, but you were teaching the principles of God in such clear tones. You have the ability, and I see this gifting enhancing, God is enhancing your gifting to go right to the level where people are at. That's a real gift. To be able to go right to where they're at and speak in a way that's clear, and they're able to say, I get it now. I get it now. And that I see this enhancement of that gift going on. I see someone here. This is a work of the Spirit. And this is making me want to laugh because it's such a move of God. But waterfalls, you know, God's like the voice of many waters, right? He has many kinds of water, okay? And when there's a flow of the Spirit, it might be gentle, it might be crashing like Niagara Falls, it might be sweet, it might be all kinds of, there's all kinds of different waters. And I saw you, and you were actually pouring water on the people of God. You were allowing the flow of the Holy Spirit to help people be just released. You know, sometimes the big release happens just by the water alone and not the words. Just the presence will heal you. Just the presence will release you. Just the presence will deliver you. We see it all the time. All the time. Someone here, you're learning a new way of speaking in the Spirit. I'm not sure if that's a prayer language, but I saw a completely new way of speaking, whatever that means to you. I saw someone getting unlocked. It was like the devil had you like this metal clamp, and this wasn't like a stronghold either. It wasn't a thinking system. This was just something you've, like something in your life. You've tried to walk forward, get away from this thing, and it's just like had you stuck. And I saw God release it just in an instant, released. And he said, you're going to be able to move forward like never before. He said, like never before. I saw someone's feet running. You've been drudging along and you've been doing your best, but I saw something come from God, an anointing that hit you. And I believe this is a spiritual parable. I don't think this is physical. It could be, but I feel like it's in the Spirit. He hit you with this anointing and you were able to just take off running. And he said, you will never look back. There's someone here that you have a word in your mouth. You have a word in due season. You have that gifting, but you just haven't been sure like what to do with it or, you know, where to go with it. And God says, I'm going to give you lots and lots of one-on-one practice, because it takes lots of practice to learn accuracy, okay? And it takes lots of times. He says, I'm going to give you lots and lots and lots of one-on-one practice. And just kind of keep an eye on, was that accurate? Was that accurate? Because then what happens is when you get really good at that, really comfortable with it, and you know it's accurate, then he'll take you to the next level, okay? And then he'll take you to the next level. In fact, there's endless levels. It never stops. You know, it's infinite because he's infinite. I saw him take the cap of limitations off of someone. You've been limited all your life. And I'm not sure if this is that you believed the way your family believed, like, we just can't do that. We just, nope, we're never going to. I saw this limit, like, gone. Like a cap of limitations being removed. And I saw you soar. Like you never would have dared to before. I saw you like just like, why not? Where you always before, you know, I don't think we can do that. I saw you go, yeah, why not? Why not? Why couldn't I do that? And you just took off. See, that's a God anointing, to have the why not. Do you have anything else? All right. Hallelujah. I think I'm done. So I'm going to have Lori come back up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for everything you released tonight. Thank you for the opportunity to worship you and receive everything that you wanted us to get tonight. Lord, I ask you tonight to continue to minister to our hearts and to continue to show us and direct us which way to go, how fast to go, when to slow back, when to turn right and when to turn left. Teach us, Lord. Teach us the deeper walk of the Spirit. Take us deeper in your presence. Father, I'm asking you to wake us in the night and show us your powerful presence. I'm asking for visitations for every believer, Lord. I'm asking for life-changing visitations. Visit us in our dreams, and then let us cause us to come to you and ask you the questions and look for it in the Word and grow stronger in truth in you. And I just thank you for all the healings that you released tonight, Lord. You're so good to us. You're just so good. And right now, I just bless Facebook and Zoomers. I bless you. I'm thankful that you guys join us. And the rest of us in the room live, hallelujah, we love you. And we just are so thankful to fellowship and grow together with you. And with that, I'm closing out. We love you. God bless. Good night.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Holly Bailey. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.